This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1888. Be concise, confident, and clear in business English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. How can you respond at work when you receive an assignment and you want to make sure the person knows it will be taken care of? Today, get high-level English vocabulary to assure your colleagues in this situation to build your relationships at work. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything?
Hey, Lindsay, good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm feeling great today. What are we getting into today?
Today we are getting into something interesting where we talk about something that needs to be done or saying that we are going to do something in kind of a unique way. That it's almost a lie if you think about it.
It's a lie. Yeah, because it hasn't been done yet, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this actually, we're doing this because it came up in an episode where I said done to say that I was going to do something, but I wasn't done. So it went something like this. Lindsay, let's do a little role play.
Okay, here we go. We should do an episode on this.
Done.
But you haven't done it, so why are you saying
I
done?
I don't know. I'm a liar. So this is what came up in this episode, and I don't know why would I say done if it wasn't something I'm completed. You literally had just said we should do an episode on this.
Yeah, I think you're saying more than just that you've done it. You obviously haven't done it,
right?
But what you're saying is you totally agree, and you're accepting that task fully,
right? Right. It's basically saying it will be done.
Yes.
And I think it's showing a level of confidence, not only like I want to show you here that I'm confident it will be done. You should feel good that I'm like right. I'm right on top of it.
Oh, for sure. And this is really strategic for our listeners, guys. Mm-hmm. If you use this at work, it can really reassure your manager. Right. If your manager asks you to do something, it's so valuable. I can say this as a manager, when you have confidence in your team. And if you can give your manager that, they're going to appreciate you so much more. It's just going to be a better work environment.
I mean, Lindsay, what about in, you know, we're talking about this is really in a lot of ways good for business, but do you use this, do you think, in your personal life? Would you use this?
Yeah, I think we could definitely use this in our personal life. I should use it more often at home to make sure that I'm communicating to my partner that I'll do the things I need to do.
Right.
Sometimes
funny.
I drop the ball on my tasks. I got to be honest at home. Yeah, I know. I got to pick up my game here a little bit. Picking out the trash, you know, the chores.
I know. I feel very accomplished when I start doing any sort of chore. It's like a, it's sick, actually. It's like, why? It's like, it gets so like, oh, I put on laundry and I'm amazing.
You're really good. No, but there is, it's the endowed progress effect, right? There's something to, when we have progress on one thing, then we're ready for the next thing. It's like we build this rhythm, this momentum.
Exactly. That's true. So, I mean, I think this is very useful. It's kind of like saying gotcha. But it's different. It's different. Right. Like, because gotcha is like, oh, I get it. Like, this is what I will do. I think maybe we even did an episode on this.
I think we have. Yeah. And what do you mean? So just to make sure our listeners know what that means again, gotcha. Yeah.
It's like, I understand. Like, yes, this will happen.
Right.
But done is just a little bit different, a little bit extra. Yeah.
Done. And it's also showing that you kind of, in a way, want to do that task or like are enthusiastic about
it. Yes. It does show that. Yeah. You wouldn't say that if you like, yeah. Like if you say, oh, we should do an episode on this, I would say done. If you're
you
like,
don't like the idea.
Right. So it does show some sort of enthusiasm, I think.
Yeah. We have a few more examples here for our listeners. Guys, we know that you love role plays. So we try to do a lot of these role plays to really show you how it's done in that natural conversation. Here we go. You ready, Michelle?
Here we go.
Okay. Can you remind me next week to finish that project?
Done.
All right. So you have to put a reminder to remind me now, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Or here we go. Here's another one. Can you put that in your calendar so we don't forget?
Done. All right. Okay. Good. Yes. I love it. So good. Yeah. So as we said before, I definitely think this is useful in business, in personal life, in family life, where it matters that the person knows that you're going to do that thing, get it done, and you're going to feel okay about doing it. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. So showing that confidence, that enthusiasm, somebody can trust you for this.
Yes.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Okay. So, Michelle, are there other ways that we can say this?
Sure. Well, there's the longer way. And I think this is almost kind of, you know, what the phrase would be. But then a lot of people just say done. But you ever hear somebody say, like, consider it done?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting, actually. I hadn't thought about where it comes from, but that makes total sense. That's probably where it comes from. And we just shortened it. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it's the same idea. So let's show how that would be.
Okay. Can you pick up those packages later?
I consider it done.
Nice. So if I decide to say this full version, how's it different?
I think it, interesting. I think done is kind of cuter, a little bit less formal. If you think about it, this is more like, oh, you should behave as if this is done. It's almost like putting it on you a little bit too. It's like, you can consider this done, whereas the other one is just like, it's done.
Done. Right. Exactly. It's just, and it also, like I said, like you said, it feels more formal, a little longer, harder to say. Maybe something where if you don't know your manager quite as well, or whoever it is you're talking to, you don't know them quite as well, you might be more formal and say, consider it done.
Right. Exactly.
And then the other situation, Michelle, just real quick, I thought of this could, I feel like this would be used a lot by like a hotel staff. If I go and I ask for something extra, like room service or a little extra help with something, they're going to, let's say I check in to a nice hotel and I say, oh, I forgot my toothbrush. Could you bring me a dental kit or something? I don't know.
Right.
And they'll say, consider it done. We'll have it in your room by 6 p.m. Right.
That's true. That's a good, very specific example of how you, I think very likely could hear this.
Yeah. And you actually can do that, by the way. Most hotels keep on hand kits for things, like pretty much anything you would need. I didn't realize that until I forgot something once, and they have everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is good. Especially the toothbrush can be a lifesaver.
The toothbrush. Yeah, I know you love hotels, Michelle. So you know this, of course.
Oh, I love hotels.
Do you like, when you do a hotel, do you like to order room service and like really extend the whole thing and like eat in the hotel bar? Or do you just like the feeling of being in a hotel room?
Good question. I think I'm more out. I very rarely do room services, but there have been a few times where I've done it. I probably talked on this about this on the show. I did like a staycation in New York.
Oh yeah.
At a hotel. Yeah. And we ordered room service there because it was really freezing outside at the time.
Oh yeah.
We were trying to be a little bit, you know, conscious of the crowds. And so we didn't really want to eat inside. Things were very crowded. So we just ordered room service.
That's such a cool idea for something to do with your partner, just as a little staycation one night in the city and just rent a hotel room and just have fun, you know. That sounds so fun, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. I love a hotel. So.
Yeah. Love that. Is there something else we could say?
Yeah. And these are a little bit different. These kind of go a little bit more with the idea of kind of gotcha, right? So, but they're helpful too. And so I wanted to bring them up. It's possible we've talked about them a little bit at some point, but I want to highlight them. So one is noted, right? And that's, it's more like you understand something, right? So if you don't want to jump off and say, okay, consider it done.
It's too much, right? That might be too much sometimes. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Right. You could say something like this. So let's give it a shot. Here we go. I need to finish this project by 6. If you could help, that would be great.
Noted. So this one's good. I know there are members of our team that will say this sometimes by email.
Is that right?
Our more extended team, our support team, we hear them sometimes saying this by email when we ask them to help us with a task as a way to acknowledge that they have received the task and they know what needs to be done. So to me, it sounds very professional and it offers us that reassurance that we know that they are aware of that task.
Right? Ah, interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
So that's good to know. So you can, it's like, oh, I've received the information and this, you know, it's another, it does show confidence, I think, as well.
It does. It shows professionalism, confidence, fluency, and also it just puts the team at ease. Like whoever's assigned you that task, it puts them at ease. Guys, this is great for email.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. Or here, let's do another example of that.
I have a meeting at 2, so I won't be there until 4.
Noted.
Nice. Very clean, simple. I feel like personally, I'd be more likely to write that than say it. What do you think, Michelle?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. It might be that it's a little bit less American English kind of, you know, I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe we'll have to come back to that one.
Yeah.
But you can say it, obviously, but definitely writing it is great, too.
Right. Yeah. Good point, Lindsay. Good point. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is just to say understood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one's great. I love that one.
Yeah.
Showing more, just showing that you understand, right? Here we go. Michelle, we need to leave here at 4 if we want to get there on time.
Understood. I'll be ready.
Very clean, very clear, right?
Right. Right. And I wouldn't say like done here.
Right.
Like it's interesting. I feel like done is more about like an assignment.
Yes.
But you just saying we need to leave here, like it just, these ones are like noted and understood. It's less for assignments and more like, well, noted could be actually like you were saying, but understood. I wouldn't have said done as a substitution here.
Yeah, I agree. As a bonus for our listeners, what would you say is the difference between if I say I understand, I'll be ready versus understood, I'll be ready?
I think, well, understood is less formal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just like a shortcut kind of.
Yeah, I think I think it's maybe a little friendlier too. Now, when you say I understand, it could be just totally earnest. It also could be like the person might think that you are being condescending, like that. You know what I mean?
It's almost like if somebody's told you something more than one time.
Yes.
Right? If I'm like, Lindsay, we need to leave at 4. And you're like, cool. And then like, I'm like, Lindsay, no, like, oh yeah, we need to leave at 4. You might be like, I understand.
Yes, that could be snappy.
Yeah.
Right? Snappy.
Yeah.
Not zippy, but snappy this time. Right? So be careful of the tone there. But that could be another episode for another day.
That's a good point. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, we should do a whole thing just on like, I understand.
Yes.
Why, like, when is it? How can you use it in many different ways? I have to think about that a little bit.
Yeah, I love that idea. Guys, if you want to make sure you don't miss that episode, go ahead and hit follow on the Allers English podcast. podcast right now, wherever you're listening. Hit follow, hit subscribe so you don't miss. We could do 4 episodes a week on this show. Right, Michelle?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah. See, consider it done, Lindsay. Consider it done. I'm gonna plan this episode.
Nice, I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, if you can hear me typing.
But... Yeah, she's typing. The ideas are coming out right here, right now. So good.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay, good. I got it now. So anyway, here we go. So let's get back into it. Lindsay, I mean, so we were talking about business, all these sorts of things. I would say, you know, don't use these every time, but they can be good, especially for quick exchanges and because they're kind of zippy and fun.
There comes that word again. It just keeps coming back to our episodes together, Michelle. Zippy. Here it comes. Zippy and fun and simple and clear and professional at the same time. I think that's what I like about these. You're not losing any professionalism, but you're shortening things and making things more clear and concise.
Right. Exactly. So Lindsay, I guess that was kind of the takeaway.
That's it. I mean, be concise, be clear, be confident. These words will help you do it. Assure your manager or whoever's asking you to do something. It's not always a manager. Sometimes it's just a coworker. Assure them that this will get done.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Love it. Yeah. So good. This was fun, Lindsay.
All right. Good stuff, Michelle. I'll see you back here very soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.